AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators in Oregon now say it looks like the gunman at Umpqua Community College was not killed by police.
The medical examiner has determined the cause of death of the shooter to be suicide.
Sheriff John Hamlin says the gunman, identified as Christopher Harper Mercer, killed himself before police got to him. Nine people were killed Thursday. Investigators are still looking for a motive for the shooting.
What we really want to do is try to gain an understanding so that we can work together with law enforcement agencies all across the country in an attempt to try to prevent future type of situations.
An official says the gunman left a manifesto that was a couple of pages long. The official did not reveal the contents of the document, but described it as an effort to leave a message for law enforcement. Doctors Without Borders says all indications are that a deadly bombing at their clinic in Kunduz in Afghanistan was carried out by international coalition forces. The Pentagon is investigating. Doctors Without Borders says at least 19 people were killed, 30 others are missing. Sadiq Siddiqui with the Afghan Foreign Ministry says most of the hospital workers are safe.
There were 80 staff of the hospital that were taken to a safe place. Among 80, 15 were international staff.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says U.S. forces were operating nearby and that an investigation is underway to determine what happened. New York City firefighters say one person is dead, three more have been injured in an apparent explosion and fire in a Brooklyn building. The three-story building in the Borough Park neighborhood is listed in city property records as residential, with space for a store or an office. In Olin, North Carolina, outside of Charlotte, at least a dozen students were hurt when a box truck struck an awning support at a high school. Part of that awning fell. This is AP Radio News. Russian jets have attacked Islamic State targets in central and northern Syria. The AP's Bassem Amroui is in Beirut.
Russian military spokesman Major General Igor Konashinov said the warplanes flew 20 missions in Syria over the past day, hitting nine Islamic State targets. He said that an Islamic State command post and the weapons storage bunker were destroyed in the area of Raqqa, which is in northern Syria and includes de facto capital of the extremist group.
Russia says it is targeting the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate, but at least some of the strikes appear to have hit Western-backed rebel factions. An AP analysis shows Volkswagen's pollution control maneuvering has not been a victimless tinkering. The software that the company admitted using to get around government emission limits allowed VWs to spew enough pollution to cause somewhere between 16 and 94 deaths over 7 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.